Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
Today is day 24 of your new life. The title for this devotional is Made Alive Together with Him. Leon Morris said, "Live in the awareness that Christ lives and that He lives in His people." Our text today is Colossians 2, verses 11 through 15. "In Him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised Him from the dead, and you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This He set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him." In this section of Paul's letter, we find some of the greatest truths about our new nature in Christ. Several things occurred spiritually when Christ paid the sin debt for our salvation. Verse 11 explains that all believers have been spiritually circumcised. Our sinful nature has been removed, so we no longer need a fleshly symbol of removal. Verse 12 describes our spiritual baptism and resurrection. Baptism symbolizes our death, burial, and resurrection in Christ while also picturing the death and burial of our sinful way of life. Coming up out of the water depicts our resurrection into a new life with Christ. Verse 13 highlights that same resurrection. We have been made alive together with Him. Verse 14 records Christ's payment for our sins. Christ completely erased the record of debt that stood against us. Jesus canceled out debt by paying our penalty. What stood against us no longer condemns us nor hinders us. The Life Application Commentary beautifully explains what paid in full means for every believer. We can enjoy our new life in Christ because we have joined Him in His death and resurrection. Our evil desires, our bondage to sin, and our love of sin died with Him. Now, joining Him in His resurrection life, we may have unbroken fellowship with God and freedom from sin. When you feel weighed down by a load of sin, remember that your debt for sin has been paid in full. Your sins are swept away and forgotten by God, and you are clean and new. Living on mission is not just possible for the believer. It is powerfully available for every Christian on a daily basis. Because our fleshly nature was buried, we do not have to live in defeat. We have resurrection power because we have been made alive together with Christ. Our sin debt has been paid in full. The legal demands of what we owed has been settled in the courts of heaven. God nailed what we owed to the cross so that we are free to live renewed and redeemed. Not only was all that settled forever, but Christ also disarmed and defeated our enemies. Victory in Jesus is more than a song. It is the statement of our faith. We have been resurrected to live with the power of Christ. We have grace over our guilt and freedom because we have been forgiven. We are no longer victims because Christ was victorious. We can live transformed because Jesus rose again. Consider these questions. Write a prayer of thanksgiving to Jesus for what His Scripture says He has done for you. Describe the thoughts that come to mind when you think about being buried with Christ and raised with Him. Listen to the following words from the Life Application Commentary and answer the question that the writers give. Before we believed in Christ, our nature was evil. We disobeyed, rebelled, and ignored God. Even at our best, we did not love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind. The Christian, however, has a new nature. God has crucified the old rebellious nature and has replaced it with a new loving nature. The penalty of sin died with Christ on the cross. God has declared us not guilty, and we need no longer live under sin's power. God does not take us out of the world or make us robots. We will still feel like sinning, or sometimes we will sin. The difference is that before we were saved, we were slaves to our sinful nature, but now we are free to live for Christ. How are you using your freedom? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your death and resurrection. Thank you that you have defeated our sin nature. Teach us how to live into that freedom fully. In your name we pray. Amen.